and revisit the first part of the daf, which discussed the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyihu toiken b'chol makom sheyesh bo beis din. So again, the Mishnah said, Yontif Shirosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos B'Mikdash Hayu Toiken Avoloi B'Medin. B'Shecharav Beis HaMikdash Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. His takana was sheyihu toiken b'chol makom sheyesh bo beis din. And then the Mishnah mentioned the Machloikis Tanoim as to what exactly the takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was. And even though from reading the Mishnah, it sounds like there were two shittas, but really, after going through the Gemara, it's mavur that there were three shittas. The first shita in the Mishnah was that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takon was that komakim sheyesh by bezdin, yiblo shayfer. The second shita was, no, komakim sheyesh by bezdin, Yavna. What was unique about Yavna? Yavna is with the Bez Din HaGadol was when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the Takana. In other words, it has to be the Bez Din. It has to be the Sanhedrin. It's that type of Bez Din. Any other Bez Din? No way. And then the Mishnah brought a third Shita that said that it doesn't have to be Yavna, but it has to be Dum Yudah Yavna. It has to be a Bez Din, but only a Bez Din Kavua. And if it's going to be an Akroi Baalma, whatever exactly that means, that type of Bez Din won't be able to blow. The Gemara also discussed this halacha and the primary halacha that came out from the Gemara is Amar Rafuna. Rafuna said the imbezdin, that it's not enough that it's bezdin, it has to be with bezdin. Maiva imbezdin, what it means is bifnei bezdin. But the bottom line is the short version. In one word, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana after the Churban that bifnei bezdin, you're allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's yodua that in the year 1881, there was a tremendous tumult in Eretz Yisrael about trying to reinstate the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The tumult began by one of the great gedolim of the time, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was a Presburger Yid. He was a Talmud Muvik of the Ksav Sofer. He had gone to Eretz Yisrael in the year 1870. And about 10 years later, he decided that he wanted to reinstate what essentially is a Mishnah. And that is the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that if you're in the presence of Beis Din, you should be able to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Needless to say, this was very controversial. And there were many, many Gedolim of the time that got involved. Some held that Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is correct. Others held that this is not something that you're allowed to do. And really, in order to understand this whole tumult that went on, we have to take a little bit of a step backward, and we have to just be ma'ayin in the Rishonim. Very, very simple. Just be ma'ayin in the Rishonim a little bit to understand where this even comes from. So the Mishnah said, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that kol mokem sheyesh by bezdin, you're allowed to blow shofar. And we saw there's three shittas. The first and the third shita are very, very similar, which is, it just has to be a bezdin. Nafkamina is, if it's an akroi. Does it have to be a bezdin kavur? Does it not have to be a bezdin kavur? Rabbi Loza said, no, it's not just any bezdin. It has to be the bezdin of Yavna. Bezdin of Yavna was the bezdin agadol. So here's the question. According to the chalkim on Rabbi Loza, according to the chachamim in the Mishnah, and the Amrulay of the Mishnah, that it doesn't have to be Yavna, but it's echad Yavna, the echad komakim sheyesh by bezdin. So what's the definition, what's the criteria of that Beis Din? Are there criteria? And if so, what is it? So if you take a look at Rashi in the Sugya, Rashi says, right away in the Mishnah, that even the Chachamim that disagreed with Rabbi Lazar and held that it didn't have to be the Beis Din HaGadol, but they agreed that it had to be a Chashuv a Beis Din. And what's the definition of a Chashuv a Beis Din? It had to be a Beis Din Shal Esrim V'Shloisha. It had to be a Beis Din that was made up of 23 members, also known in the vernacular as the Sanhedrin Kitana. So it's true, it didn't have to be the Sanhedrin HaGadol, it didn't have to be the Beis Din HaGadol, but at the same time, it had to be the Beis Din that has the authority to Paskin Dinei Nefashes. It had to be a Chashuv of Beis Din, it had to, at the very least, be the Sanhedrin Ketana. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilcha Shofar, in his Yad Chazaka, so the Rambam is very, very mairich when he describes what this Beis Din had to be. But some of the things that the Rambam says is that it had to be a Beis Din that was made up of smuchen, made up of people that had smicha. Now, smicha doesn't mean that somebody took a faher on Yerideya and Chashamishpat and he became a Yer Yer Yadin Yadin. Smicha, when the Rambam is referring to it, means that a Dayan got smicha from someone that got smicha from someone that got smicha from someone that got smicha all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is something that unfortunately we don't have as man as that. Now the truth is, it's yodua that the Rambam has a shita where the Rambam said that it is possible for a person to get smicha bizman hazeh. That was the whole tumult with the Mari Bei Rav and with the Anusim, the Megarshei Sfarad, and the Maral Bach. This is something we've spoken about in the past. It's very much not Mekoy Moy Laharich. But the point is, the Rambam says, number one, you would need Chavrei Abezdin that are smuchen, that have real smicha. Not just that, the Rambam throws in a line, and the Rambam says that it has to be the Bezdin that was Mekadish to Chodesh. And the Kesef Mishnah struggles a little bit to understand what the Rambam means, but he seems to think that the Rambam is saying that it has to be a Bezdin that physically was Mekadish to Chodesh. Which means that if you have a Bezdin, doesn't matter how chashuv the Bezdin is, if they were not Mekadish to Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah, remember. So if today they weren't Mekadish to Chodesh, so it's not Negeya, they would not be able to blow Shofar. So Rashi Shita is that what was the definition of being a Bezdin to be included in the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? It had to be a Bezdin that was made up of 23 members, also known as a Sanhedrin Ketana. The Rambam says, no, it doesn't have to be 23, but at the same time, it has to be a Bezdin Chashuv. Rambam says you need Smuchin. The Rambam says maybe it has to even be the Bezdin that was Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So the truth is that based on Rashi's definition of Bezdin, and based on the Rambam's definition of Bezdin, this initiative, this ambition to maybe be able to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos Bezman Hazeh, based on really a Mishnah that Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would seem to be dead on arrival. Why? We don't have a Sanhedrin Ketana, we don't have a Bezin Shalchav Gimel today, and we don't have Smuchim, and we don't have a Bezin that was Mekadosh L'Chodesh Al Piriyah. So based on that, it wouldn't be Negeh. So what's even the Havamina to be able to do something like this? It's based on a third Shita in the Sugya, and it's the Shita of Reb Alphus, the Shita of the Rif. The Rif, in his Pirish on this Gemara, brings a very, very short version of the Halacha L'Maisa. Mishichara Beis HaMikdash, says the Rif. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, V'im Bezdin, my im Bezdin, says the Rif, Bifnei Bezdin, Lafuke Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin Deloi. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chibar Gamda, Amar Rav Yesi Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Ein Toikin Elokol Zman, She Bezdin Yoishven. So the Rif brings the Gemara, and he brings the Memra of Rav Huna. The Bal Hamor, who wrote a very famous commentary on the Rif, he's matmi on the Rif. He says, we know the Rif didn't bring any halachas that weren't halacha l'maisa. The Rif didn't bring any hilchas l'mashicha. The Rambam brought hilchas l'mashicha. That's why the Rambam has on kachim, hilchas klei ha-mikdash, hilchas beis ha-pchira, hilchas psuli ha-mikdashim. He has all the laws of tumah v'tahir, hilchas paraduma, all these things that are really not negeya b'zman hazeh. Because the Rambam brought everything. But the Rif, like the Shulchan Aruch, only brings halachas that are negeya. The Rif doesn't bring any hilchas l'mashicha. The Balamar, what's the Rif bringing this halacha for? The Rif is bringing Rav Huna's halacha as if it's Negeya? Who's blowing Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? And says the Balamar, the only time you can blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos is when, like Rashi said, if you have a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel. Today you don't have a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel anyways, so the Balamar was matmi on the Rif. He says, doesn't understand why he brought it. Oh, but what's the Teretz? Zogin the Rishonim. The Teretz is, the Rif obviously held it is Negeya. The Rif obviously held it is Shaykh. You know why? Because the Rif learned the Mishnah Kepshutai. The Rif said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you're allowed to blow Shofar, kol makom sheyesh by Bezdin. It doesn't say any stipulations. There's no mention of a Bezdin Shachav Gimel. There's no mention anywhere of Smuchin. You don't need a Bezdin that was Mekadosh Techodesh Al Piriya Mechateisi. Rashi said that. I hear. The Rambam said it. Peseda. The Rif's not Meshubit to Rashi. It's not Meshubit to the Rambam. The Rif didn't see it anywhere in the Gemara. And that's why when the Rif brought the Halacha, he didn't mention any caveats. The only caveat he had was Rav Huna. Rav Huna said it has to be Bifnei Bezdin. But other than that, he doesn't have any other fine print that needs to be read. There's no asterisks next to this halacha. It's a very straightforward halacha. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, komokim sheyesh by Bezdin. That's why the Rif brought it, even though he doesn't bring hilchas l'mashicha, and that's why the Rif didn't make any caveats, no strings attached to this halacha. In other words, the Rif would seem to be a third shita. The Rif shita would seem to be that what's the definition of Bezdin? As long as it's a Bezdin. Now, if it's a Bezdin of Shloishoi Kapaskin Dine Mamanis Lachura, that would be enough for it to be considered a Bezdin. And based on that, you would be able to blow Shofar in the presence of such a Bezdin when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So just to summarize. There's three sheet, there's Pasha Pshat, what Rabbi Yochem and Zakkai's Takana was. Again, you have Rabbi Lazar who said it had to be the Beis Din HaGadol. But the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Lazar, and there's no way we would pass it like Rabbi Lazar because it's a Yachid V'Rabim, Halachik V'Rabim. So what is the sheet of the Chachamim? What is that shita? The Rashi says that it had to be in the presence of a bezin shochav gimel. The Rambam shita is it has to be smuchim, maybe even a bezin that was mekadosh chedesh al piriyah. And then we have the third shita, the shita sarif, where the rif says as long as it's a bezin, that's going to be okay. So if you wanted to blow shofar today, according to Rashi, it's not a gay. According to Rambam, it's not a gay. According to the rif, theoretically, you could hear it said that maybe you'd be able to be blow shofar bizman hazeh when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And the truth is that if you look in the Rosh, right here in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, it's Simen Aleph. The Rosh says, quote, Amru Olav al Rav Alfazal. They say about Rav Alfaz, Shehoye Taikeya b'Rosh Hashanah Shchalias b'Shabbos, that the Rif used to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. V'chein mashma b'hil choysav. And says the Rosh, it's mashma that way from the Rif. Shnehevi memre de Ravuna, v'im bezdin, v'im darko, says the Rosh, lahavi ela dovra noyig b'zman hazeh. It's not the derech of the Rif to bring a halacha that's not noyigeya b'zman hazeh. So if the Rif brought the halacha, it's mashma like what I've heard rumors that he himself blew shofar. It's lishitasa in the Rif. For who are you mefarish? So says the Rosh, the Rif was mefarish. Then when it says, kol makom sheyesh by bezdin, lav dafka sanhedrin, elo bezdin, but he adds, muflig v'gadol bedoyroi. Has to be a bezdin muflig and the bezdin. And the Rif felt that his bezdin was that. And that's why he blew shofar. But then the Rosh says, v'loy nagu talmid of achrav lasiskein. But I know from the Talmid Erif that the minig was not to continue in that derech. But the point is, it's true. The Rif was a no doiresh and he was a no mekayim. He held that bezdin doesn't have to be dafka sanhedrin. You don't have to have smuchim. You don't need a bezdin that was mekadosh the chodesh. But as long as it's a bezdin, that's enough. The Rosh adds language had to be bezdin muflik v'gadol b'doireh. But the bottom line is, the Rif's court was a major bezdin, and because it was a major bezdin, that in and of itself, that was enough. So fast forward to the year Tafresh Mem Aleph. Tafresh Mem Beis, that Rosh Hashanah was going to be a Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he was very ambitious, and he decided that he wants that we're going to blow shofar this year. Coming year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And he was so motivated to do it that he wrote a whole sefer. And in the sefer, he lays out his argument why this is something that you can do. Now, at first glance, if you were going to write a sefer, you're going to start with the Shita Sarif. The problem is, it was only the Rif. And not only was it only the Rif, the Rosh already said that the Talmid Rif didn't even go in his ways. So it's going to be very hard to make the case that we're going to somehow dust off this Shita Sarif and suddenly we're going to go Halacha L'Maisa and we're going to be Machriya that way. So obviously the case had to be a little bit more robust. So he wrote an entire sefer. Now, if you're interested, Rabbi Chilmachel Tkachinsky in his Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, and this is in Chele Gimel, Perek Chof, the entire perek is dedicated to this whole tumult. And he brings what he says is a summary of the 13 major highlights that came out of the Sefer of Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, meaning what his Iker point was in order to try to make this work. We're not going to go through all 13, but just to get a little bit of a feel for what he was saying. And that is, the main point that Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was saying was that it was clear to him from the Mishnah, without even starting the Gemara. He said it was very clear to him from the Mishnah that Chazal, even though they were worried, Shemi Yavirenu Dalaramas B'Shus Arabim, and even though they were prepared to be Mevatel Tkiya Shofar, but at the same time, somewhere in the world, they felt there has to be a Shofar. There can't be a Rosh Hashanah with zero Tkiya Shofar. And after all the Machshava, the Eilas Ephraim, and everything we've spoken about, Aber V'Achrei Kechloi Sakal, Somewhere there has to be Tkiya Shofar. Number one, when they made the Takana initially, it was only B'Medina. But B'Mikdash, they said, you're going to blow Shofar. Okay, that's not such a Chiddush. Ain't Shavus B'Mikdash. So there's a lot of Shavusim that are not knowing in the Beis HaMikdash. But what happened after the Churban? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a Takana, and he said that you should blow Shofar B'chol Makom Sheyesh by Bezdin. You know, the Rishonim ask a Kasha. Tosfos asks the Kasha. The Ran asks the Kasha that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you should blow shofar bebezdin. Why didn't he make the same takana by Dalad Minim? Dalad Minim, they used to also take in the Beis HaMikdash. Ain't Shavus B'Mikdash. There was no Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalad Amas Pshut Rab in the Beis HaMikdash. So they used to take Dalad Minim all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, after the Churban, you don't find anywhere that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the same takana. Why didn't he make a takana? Chamakam sheyesh by bezin should take dalid minim. The teretz is, says the Ran, that because there's a difference between shofar and dalid minim. Dalid minim is a mitzvah, but shofar is malani aleichem kilu akadetem etzchem. Tezayin amir aleph. Shofar is kivin de lezikarnu kibif nimdami. Chavav amir aleph. Shofar is different than dalid minim. We need shofar. Kidei la'arv v'sas satan. This is something that we live off. And as a result, said the Ran, therefore, even though Rabbi Yechim and Zaki made a takana for shofar, he didn't make a takana for dalid minim because it was dafke shofar. But said Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger that it's mashma to him that it's very clear that Chazal did not want to be mevatel tkiyah shofar legami. It's not something that they wanted to do. And he says that if you look in the Rambam, it's even mashma that way from the Rambam. So, without going into all the lashonis of the Rambam, but if you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Beis and Hilchas Shofar, and you go through the Kesef Mishnah, there's a lot of diktukim in the Rambam. There seem to be stiras in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah already asks the Kasha. And Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger said that the way he sees the Rambam is that the Rambam was saying that initially, when the Chachamim made the takana of Gzeir Hashem Yavi Renu, they knew they wanted somewhere there to be Tkiyah Shofar. So what was that somewhere going to be? They said, let it be the Beis HaMikdash. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yechim and Zaka came, he made a takana, it's going to be in Bezdin. Zok the Rambam, not any Bezdin. It's going to be a Bezdin of Smuchin. It's going to be the Bezdin that was Mekadosh the Chodesh Alpiria, meaning we want it somewhere. So what's the next best place? Let's find the Chash of a Bezdin. What happens if we don't have a Bezdin that was Mekadosh the Chodesh Alpiria? Like nowadays. Because the Mishnah, if you look there, entertains it sad that maybe you don't need the Bezin that was Mekadosh Chedesh Alpiria. What's the pshat? When you have the Bezin that was Mekadosh Chedesh Alpiria, you need it. If you don't have it, no worries. What does that mean? So said Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, this is what it means. Because we're just going in order. What's the next best place for us to have a Tkiyah Shofar? A Bezin that was Mekadosh Chedesh Alpiria. But what if you don't have it? Okay, then that's obviously not the best next best place. That's not an option. So let it be the Bezin of the Rif. I don't know. But the point is there has to be a Tkiyah Shofar somewhere in the world. That was his fart. That was his hergish. You want to know what the hergish was? That was the hergish. It was that somewhere in the world there has to be a Tkiyah Shofar. And you see that from the Ikatakon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that's why they said that even after the Churban, somewhere we're going to have it. All these stipulations that the Rishonim made, that was on the Lekatchila level. But the Yevet, if you can't work that out, another rabbi, then we'll find the next best thing. Then he threw in a whole bunch of mitigating factors. He said, what's the concern? Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. He said, number one, we're only going to blow it Bifnei Bezdin. Bifnei Bezdin, you're in the presence of a rabbi. When you're in the presence of a rabbi, we know when it comes to rabbims, we're not so worried about Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. What's the makar to that? The Vilna Gaon and the Maaseh Rav that we've spoken at many times, Bezus Hashem, over the years, to answer the kasha. You don't blame the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Why? Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. Yet, you lane from a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. Ay, Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. It's the same Shemi Yavirenu. So the Vilna Gaon said, because Megillah is a Chovas Yochid, and you're always worried that the Yochid may go by mistake and carry. But the Rabbim is Mitkari Ahadadi, based on the Gemara, and Erev and Gimel and Aleph, and therefore that's never a concern, and that's not something you have to worry about. So over here, we're going to do it in Bifnei Bezin. That was the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Bifnei Bezin, I don't know if there's even a concern of Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. He said another thing, did Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, by the way, known as the Leva Ivri. So said the Leva Ivri, Nochataina. He said, is there a Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh? I'm not so sure there's even a Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say, Ho'idna, there's no Rishos HaRabim? Women are allowed to wear jewelry, even though Medina the Gemara, really, they're not allowed to. Why? Because there's no real Rishos HaRabim. So if there's no real Rishos HaRabim, what are we so worried about? He says, the Rambam held that there is a Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. So Lishi Tosa, he had a problem. But being that we paskin through Amos Mekel, that maybe there's no Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. No, so if there's no Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh, you need 600,000, Bechol Yoim, right? All the Erevin raid, the Beis Ephraim, the Mishkan Yaakov. It's amazing how everything just intersects with everything. So the point is that if there's no Rishos HaRabim, so maybe we can be Mekel. Maybe this is something that you're allowed to do. Another taina that he said, and this is major. He said, we mentioned that there was Machoikis Rashi and the Rambam before Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So before Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Yontif Shirosh Hashanah Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, what does the Mishnah say? B'miktash hayu toikin, avaloi b'medin. What does Miktash mean? Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says Mikdash means physically the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says Mikdash means Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So said Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, said the Leva Ivri, Yesh Lachkar. According to the Rambam, maybe you're actually mechuyev me'ikar adin to blow shofar today in Yerushalayim. Why? Because we have Yerushalayim. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have Yerushalayim. So if we have Yerushalayim, l'chayra leiter Rambam, maybe we should blow shofar. Now you're going to tell me, it's true we have Yerushalayim, but do we have Kedushas Yerushalayim? The Rambam sheet is in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Vav, that even though Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitchel HaShaita v'loi Kitchel HaSad Lavoi, but Kedushas Yerushalayim u'Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel HaSad Lavoi. That was the premise of Rav Tzvi Eshkalasher, because Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash has Kedushas b'zman hazeh. So he said, l'chura, is it so poshet that we even have to come on to Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai? What about the Rambam? According to the Rambam, in the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to blow shofar. What does the Beis HaMikdash mean, Yerushalayim? So the whole Yerushalayim is chayiv and tkiyushay. Forget about ribas. Posh yechayiv alts mikdash. Midin in the Mishnah before Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai. And the Rambam Shita is Yerushalayim has kedusha b'zman hazeh. Snus, if Yerushalayim has kedusha b'zman hazeh, that should be okay. I believe the Briskerov tainid as it relates to this. The Briskerov is dach demara d'shmaitza when it comes to these sugyas. So I believe the Briskerov said that even though the Rambam Shita is, that wherever it says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim, but it's only if there's a Beis HaMikdash. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, then the definition of Mikdash gets expanded broadly to the entire Yerushalayim. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then Yerushalayim hasnish Mikdash. But Al Kaponim, this was his taina, that it could be simply based on that. That in and of itself would be okay. For Oiri said, that what are you worried about? You're worried that maybe at the end of the day I'm wrong. And maybe someone's going to end up by mistake blowing shofar on Shabbos, but really he wasn't supposed to. He said it was a shvus, and he has all the mitigating factors as it relates to that. But he says, I have another hergish. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Lamed Beis, Nichalei Lechaver Lemeved Iser Kalula, V'loi Lemeved Amaretz Iser Rabba. That sometimes it's, a Talmud Chacham is willing to take one for the team. He's willing to do a small Iser to save people from doing bigger Iser. Now Tosfos asks the famous Kasha, V'chi Oimrim La'odom Chadei Kadei Shiyazaki Chaveri, and Tosfos says it depends if the person was Peshay or if he wasn't Peshay. But if the Olam wasn't Pesheya, if someone's about to do a big Aveira or not do a mitzvah, he wasn't a Pesheya, there's an Indian to do something small to bail him out from something big. So he says to violate Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amos Peshus HaRabim, considering my case that I've made to save a nation so that Kedei Delarv, if something like this is going to be a Tkiya Shofar, I think that maybe that's something that's okay to do. The bottom line is, he held very strongly that this is the right thing. Then he said, just a few things to bear in mind. Number one, let's bring 23 Chavrei HaBezdin to be present at the time, so that at least we'll have the tzura of a Sanhedrin Katana. I mean, it's not a real Sanhedrin, but at least we'll have the tzura of a Sanhedrin Katana. Another thing he said is that the Rambam says that even though we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, but if Chalila the Tzaris, and because the Tzaris Yidden are fasting, and during the tiniest there were halachas where they would blow shofars and chatzotzers, those tkiyas you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. So he said that this Tzaris right now in Klal Yisrael, and he told the Dayanim that we're going to be involved in this, that they should have in mind that the blowing for the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael as well. So like this, maybe you'll be able to cover a little bit more. But the bottom line is, if you go through Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, Aleph through Yud Gimel, he goes through the primary 13 bullet points that Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger made. Lamaisa, Rabbi Chilmechel Takachinsky has his own 13 bullet points where he goes through every single one and he's doiche everything. He's not masking to anything. You know, it's interesting that as this was going on, there was a secondary tumult amongst the Gedolim at the time. And that is that if Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is going to follow through with this, do we have a chiv to go hear it? I mean, we disagree. We vehemently disagree. This is for sure the wrong thing to do. Abu Lamaisa, there's a bezin that's blowing shofar in Yerushalayim. It's Shabbos. So, no, maybe we should go right after davening and let's go hear tkiyah shofar. There's no isser in hearing. The isser is blowing shofar. So the question was, should you hear or should you not hear? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Mikroi Kodesh, he brings this tumult and he says, what was the shaila? The shaila was, if somebody blows shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, it's an even yoitzah tkiyah shofar. If you hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, are you mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, or are you not mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? And there's two arguments to make that maybe you shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. Number one, Shabbos is maybe not the zman of tkiyah shofar. Once Chazal said that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, could be they were oiker Shabbos from being a time for you to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. V'oid, Yizichr not mechuyev to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls down on Shabbos. So it comes out maybe the Baal Tekeya is an enem mechuyev. in Tkiya Shofar. He's like a Cheresh Shaitav Katan. And if that's the case, he can't be Mitzvah with Tkiya Shofar. So there were two Geshmak Alamdisha Tzadim that maybe not. Or may, who said? I don't know. At the end of the day, Midei Raisa, there's a Mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. This is all Zereshem Yavirenu, Dalar Amas B'Shus Arabim. How far do the Rabbanan have a right to go ahead and say that, oh, because we don't let you blow shofar, so Meila what? Meila you're not Yoitz in a Mitzvah? Meicha Teisa, you have a right to do that. So Rav Tzvi Pesach brings that Be'emes, it's a Mefurish Rav Kiveger. Rav Kiveger has a Shaila. What happens if somebody takes Dalin Minim on the first day of Sukkot, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? The next day, do you make a Shachiyanu? Rav Kiveger says, no, you mekayim the Mitzvah the first day. You weren't supposed to, but you mekayim the Mitzvah. If somebody hears Tkiya Shofar, says Rav Kiveger, and Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is b'Shabbos, you mekayim the Mitzvah. So if you mekayim the Mitzvah, so maybe the Olam said that even though really we're not mechuyev to, and maybe Rabbi Kivi Oysen Shlesinger, the Leva Ivgri, is wrong, and maybe it's a toys gadol, because let's be honest, at the end of the day, nobody did it. So that's the big taina. It's nice shtickle Torah, but lemaisa, no one did it. But at the same time, he's doing it. We're not stopping him. So if he's going to do it, maybe we should go. At the very least, let's be mekayim the Mitzvah. This was the tumult that happened. Want to know what Yerushalayim and Yidda were tumbling about in the late 19th century? Should we bring a Karban Pesach? Should we blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? And over here, at the center of it, was a Talmud Muvik of the Ksav Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. But just a very interesting postscript that I saw here in Irak Kodesh Vamikdash from Rabbi Chil Michal Tokachinsky. And that is, he said that he heard from a Yid, and he refers to him by name, Rabbi Leo Mordechai Eisenstein, who told him that he knew his Zayde, Rav Shmuel Misalant. So Rabbi Chil Michal Tokachinsky married the granddaughter of Rav Shmuel Misalant, who was Rabbi Shal Yerushalayim. He said, he heard from my Zayde, he said, Rav Shmuel Misalant, that Rav Shmuel Misalant said that year, Ki af omnam vaday enei meiru la'alocha l'tkaya. He does not support the movement, but at the same time, if somebody asks him whether he should go, he would tell him not to go. But at the same time, if he wants to go, he's not going to stop him. Because there's definitely merit to it. And not only is there merit to it, at the same time, in terms of hearing, there's no avera by hearing, and therefore you should go. And he writes afterwards, "Umitztayrani shloi dibarti imzer meiru v'rabbi b'yoyse b'chayim." He says, "I have charot. I spent so much time with my zayd. I never thought to ask him about this. So I never heard it firsthand." But he says, "I know this yid, Rabbi Leo Mordechai Eisenstein, and he's a neman. And if he said that, that's what my zayd said. It's pashut. That's what my zayd said. Which means the zayd, the Rabbi Shmuel Misalant, who was the final authority on everything that happened in Yerushalayim during that tkufa, he was not supportive in the sense that, yeah, I agree, let's make this happen. But at the same time, he wasn't moichi either. And he said, if somebody wants to go, he's not going to stop him from going. But then he says something beautiful, and we'll end with this. He says, it was the summer of Tofresh Samech Dalet. This is 1904. So Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tokachinsky was famous for a few things, but he's famous for his luach, right, with all the zmanim. And he said he came to bring his luach to the Aderes, Rabbi Leo David Rabinowitz to Umim. And he said, at the time, the Aderes was old, and he was very, very not well. So he was looking at the luach. This was the luach for Tofresh Samechei. So this is Tofresh Samech Dalet. It's the summer. And he's showing him the luach that he prepared for Tofresh Samechei. So he's looking at the luach and he sees that Rosh Hashanah this year is going to fall out on Shabbos. So he said that Deris gave a krechts. Nenach oz. He krechts for Omer and he said, Oy, chaval she Rosh Hashanah haba chal b'Shabbos. What a chaval that this next Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on Shabbos. And he said, Umi oideya. Who knows if I'm ever going to be zoiche to hear another Tkiya Shofar? He wasn't well, and he knew that by the next Rosh Hashanah there's a good chance he's not going to be alive anymore. He was nifter gimel adar tofresh samechei. But he said, "Umi yodeya? Who knows if I'm going to have the schus to live to hear another Tkiya Shofar?" Listen, so if Yechiel Michal Tokachinsky said that Aderes told me bezeh haloshen, ilu hoya harav Rabbi Akiva Yosef oisa meisib Rosh Hashanah haba. L'tkoya b'Shabbos, he was alive, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. He passed away in 1922. He said, if Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger would do his thing this coming Rosh Hashanah, ha'yisi hoylech v'oymeid achayre yakoysel, I would go, I would stand behind the wall, but I would go, l'shmoyer kol shayfer. They hear the kol shayfer. But what's the hergish? The hergish is that Aderes, he looks at the calendar, and what does he see? Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on Shabbos. He says, Umiyoideya, Meska Oyla Shmoya Kal Shofa Dei Raisa. How do I know if I'm going to be Zoichet here another Shofa Dei Raisa? What it meant for a tzaddik to hear Tkiya Shofar. This is what Nenach, he's krechtzing. And he says, even though it's true, the Rabbonim, they weren't so maskim to Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger. Oh, but this is tzad, at least to Shteltzu to it a little bit. And he said, he wants to hear it so badly this year because he doesn't know if he's going to be alive next year. He said, I would have gone. I would have been Mekel. Just to hear another Tkiya Shofar, just a hergish, the appreciation of what it meant, a Tkiya Shofar by the Gedolim.